stretching. This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Podbay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 420 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a synth flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working, y'all? All y'all that's on the phone with me right now, can you feel the spirit of the fiends coming into you? The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Yeah, well, three of us actually are a mile above sea level. I'm in Casper, you're in Denver area, and Hugo's in Mexico City. They're all about a mile. And Randy England Randy England in Missouri there is 630 feet above sea level. He's down in the hood. He's down at the corner of Trash View and Nada Vista. In the mini mall with the big flowy blowy thing out in front of his office.
I'm gonna find that Family Guy episode and like just send you that clip when
Blowy flowy flowy thing.
Other things. Emporium. Yeah. Emporium.
Better Call Saul was in his. We find out this week, spoiler alert, that his choice in business suit attire, you know, his his $5,000 suits that look like 32 flavors of ice cream, were inspired by the big flowy blowy things they have in front of car washes and nail salons. What were you going to say, Randy?
I can't remember now.
Trash View, Nada Vista.
It's been a while. You know, we're not exactly below sea level here. This is the Ozark Mountains, and I'm sure we're 800.
Your city is 600. Yeah, 300. Man, that's a good flood, and you'd be gone.
Yeah.
So this is our. Well,
you know.
So this is
I was going to say I was on vacation out in California. There's places out there that are almost 300 feet below sea level.
Yeah, and there's places where millions of people live that are like 25 feet above sea level. The financial district of San Francisco, where I used to work as a bike messenger, man, yeah. I mean, it's literally landfill that's like 5 feet above the bay. And in Earth on the San Andreas Fault, landfill, skyscrapers.
yep.
Bad decisions, man.
Yeah.
Not safe.
Tsunamis.
Yeah. So this is our 5-year anniversary of the Freedom Fiends.
Woohoo! Hooray.
Wow.
Yep. We're going to have some other fiends dropping in. But there's a few that couldn't make it. And I'm going to play, you know, when they do a roast and like, The B-list comedians or the D-list comedians that, like, you know, basically live in their car in the parking lot of the Comedy Central studio, so they're always available because they can't afford a crappy apartment. They're always on the roasts. But, you know, Donald Trump will be one of the people roasting people, and, you know, this is before he's a politician, and he'll be like, I'm too big and powerful, I'll just phone it in. You know, Dennis Miller, just phone it in. So these guys just phoned it in, so they're too important to be here. So here's Chandler. And I'll play Chandler's first. All right, here we go.
Hey, all. Chandler from Maine here, otherwise known as the Jabbering Cooncat.
Yeah.
I just wanted to wish Michael, Nima, and all the rest of the Fiends a happy 5-year anniversary. Over the last few years, it's been my pleasure to co-host on the show, and I've learned a great deal. I've learned how to be a professional on the radio, as well as having fun. I remember the first show that I did on the Fiends. I was filling in for Nima, and it was on Thanksgiving. Michael and I did a show called Linux, Guns, Porn, and Microphones.
Oh, my. Yeah.
It was a great time. And over the course of the last few years, I've had a lot of great times and met a lot of cool people because of the Fiends. And I hope to keep doing it for many more years. So just wanted to say thank you to everyone and take care of each other.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Worms. Chandler.
Chandler is a mensch, which is, you know, if you live in LA, you know that. I called someone that the other day and they're like, I had to Google that. I'm like, yeah, it's because you don't live in LA. It's Yiddish for a good guy.
Yeah.
Chandler sent me $25 today because DJ and I are trying to raise money to buy a new fridge. Chandler is like so not in a condition to send people money. He's a single dad, you know, and he sent me $25. I gotta say, that's amazing that he did that. So Anybody who's got any disposable income and doesn't send me $25, because he doesn't have any disposable income, and he sent me money. So anybody that doesn't, you're literally worse than Hitler, and you're going to set Liberty back 2,500 seconds if you don't send me money.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not worse than Hitler, but worse than Chandler.
Worse than Chandler, who's much better than Hitler.
Who's much better than Hitler.
All right. So the next one here is not as humble and mellow and laid back. It's young Nick telling me how he's going to kill me and wear my skin as a cape and take over my radio show. So let's
go ahead and listen to that. Awesome.
Hey there, it's Nick Hazelton, the anarcho-yakitalist. I'd love to talk about world domination and taking over Michael's radio show, but this time I really want to express some appreciation for the Fiends.
About time.
I found the Fiends a bit over 3 years ago as a minarchist, but it didn't take but 2 to 3 months to convince me of anarchism. I've been a fan since the day I first listened to Nima and Michael. They were truly my introduction to this movement. I'd been a libertarian, but I didn't take it to the full extent. The Fiends led me there. For that, I'm extremely grateful. I remember talking to the GCN board op or whoever screens calls when I called into Michael Dean After Dark to talk to Lou and Michael about privatizing regulatory agencies. I was so nervous and super excited to get to finally talk to two guys I really looked up to. Then they kept me on for another segment. And Michael told me something like, I love what you're saying, kid, but your audio sucks. I'm going to give you this microphone and help you set up a podcast. That was definitely one of the best days of my life. It's such an honor to co-host this show and work with the people that brought me here today. So I really want to personally thank Nima, Lou, and especially Michael for their service to me, this show, and Liberty. Worms. Aww. Let's make it another five.
Hey. All right. So yeah. Sweet.
Young Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't Randy say when Nick's 50 and I'm 100, I'll be calling him Young Nick still?
Yeah. Young Nick! But, get over here, Young
I'm
Nick!
Sure I'll have mentored some other young boy by then, but I won't make the same mistakes I made with Nick. We're just pulling his chain. We love Nick. Lou and I love to make it sound like he's a problem, but he's not. He's really
not. Yeah, I was supposed to do a show with him last night, and I feel really bad. I wasn't able to do it. That would be my first show. My first show with Nick. I've never done one with him before.
Yeah, I'm not gonna give him any guff. We need a guff dump when Nick's on. No, I'm not gonna give him any guff. I'm just gonna say that I heard he's gonna lose his virginity at Porkfest, but no, it's
not. To us.
To us, dude.
No. To us. Now he's probably not gonna.
What did you say?
I said he was gonna. This accent sometimes doesn't work.
You foreigners are trying to take our jobs and you sound like kitty touchers. No,
come on, speak English.
Speak English. All right.
Well, he's probably gonna lose it anyway, but just the name of the festival will be different or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fiendfest Somalia. Hugo, don't you live? You have to go through that neighborhood that has the corner of Nativ Vista and Trashview, right, to get to your house?
Yeah, I have to do that every day to work, and it basically stinks, and there's people spitting. Sounds like lip pear to me. Smells like lip pear to me.
Oh, if you want to see lip pear.
Just bomb spitting.
Season 10 of Trailer Park Boys just went up on Netflix, and it's awesome. And
oh, it is? Okay,
good. It totally begins with Lib Pear, but you know it's not going to last. But
so have you seen the whole series yet? I mean, not the whole series, but the whole season, season 10?
No, I've seen, I'm going to watch the rest of it during the show, during the breaks. I've seen, four of them. But
cool.
Yeah.
But it's good. Okay.
It's really good.
Cool.
So MWD hashtag MWD colon update. I have a new illness. I have eczema. You guys know what that is?
Oh, Lord.
It's just the itchy, lungs, right?
Yeah. My daughter has that.
My hands. Oh, well, thanks for sharing her problems. I'm sure she appreciates it.
She's not listening.
No, I thought of psoriasis, but which is much worse. No, it's eczema, which is like basically the skin on the palm of my hands, and it's not from pleasuring myself, is like gone. Like one layer of skin is peeled off, just fell off. And it really hurts to touch stuff, but I got some cream that has steroids in it and it's helping it. Now, the interesting thing is this was caused by prednisone, but it's also treated by prednisone, which, but I've been on prednisone so
weird.
Long that, yeah, it's making
it's
my
really
skin
weird,
fall
yeah.
off.
It's like Schrodinger's prednisone.
It is weird.
Crocodile.
It's like prednisone homeopathy, so yeah.
Hey, Randy, do you know about Schrodinger's Jesus?
Do I know about what?
Schrodinger's Jesus.
You mean like the cat?
Yeah, no, when Jesus goes in the cave and they put the rock in front of it, you can't tell if he's dead or risen yet. He's both at the same time.
I guess you don't know until you see him.
Till Easter. Yep.
Well, till Easter. That's
well, it's just theoretical.
Good
Randy.
Answer. What?
Jesus is risen and taxation is theft. Hey, I finally got something out of that effing government. That's the name of this show tonight. So I want to explain this. I've said this for the last 2 days. I want to explain it more. Hubert Selby Jr., my hero, my lung sponsor, my dead friend. Well, not friend. I met him a few times. I made a documentary about him. You can go on
YouTube. It's really good, too. It's really good.
Go on YouTube and search Hubert Selby Jr. It'll be better tomorrow. And unlike other libertarians, the scammers like Molyneux and Victor Pross, who say, send me money and make a documentary and never make it, I made the documentaries before I even got into Liberty, and they're already done. So send me money to get a fridge, and I'll send you pictures of me at the fridge. DJ, can you come on and talk about the fridge? Yeah. Next segment. So DJ wants, we're going to get all the fiends on, and she's the fiend behind the scenes. So so Selby, and it's you know, my documentary, which I made for way less money than those people try to raise money for ones they don't make, is narrated by Robert Downey Jr. So there. So Hubert Selby Jr., he says in this movie, somebody tells this story about having breakfast with Selby, and Selby had finally gotten this like aluminum cane from Medicare, you know, a $30 aluminum cane they give cripples and like me, and he said to his friend, I finally got something from this effing government. And that's what I said now that I've got my disabled parking pass. But the thing I didn't mention, like, it kind of sounds like he's like, oh, give me stuff, the government. No, this guy was given tuberculosis by the government. He was a merchant marine, merchant seaman in World War II, and caught tuberculosis from beef cattle on the ship that they were carrying over to France to feed the troops in World War II. And the thing is, like, he had to fight for like 40 years to get veterans benefits. Like, he had a lung removed. He had less than one lung because of the government, and like couldn't pay his medical bills. And you know, when you're in the merchant seamen, the merchant marines, like, you're in the service, but no one thanks you for your service. People don't even know what the merchant marine are. So I finally got something out of that effing government. That's my new slogan.
That's awesome.
Because taxation is theft. They owe you, man.
Yep.
Yep.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Ugh, I'm so sick of looking at Steve's wedding pics, and I'm all out of passive-aggressive comments. What else am I supposed to do at work all day?
Sick of stalking your ex on Facebook?
Yeah!
Are you all out of cute cats and autocorrect mishaps to lolat?
Duh!
Freedom Fiends to the rescue! The Fiends now have a blog. Read all about the latest tyranny today. Dream about lip pair. Laugh while Western civilization collapses. Just click on the cat icon to the right of freedomfiends.com. Freedom Fiends blog. Read it!
Adults who meow really irritate some people.
So last night I was trying to sell a microphone to so I could buy a fridge for my family with my wife and I.
Yeah.
And Mark Edge bought the fridge.
Yeah.
I mean, bought the mic today. I'm still trying to get more money for a fridge, but we're doing closer. So my fridge princess, not my frigid princess, my wonderful hot fridge princess, DJ, is here.
Hello.
The theme behind the
DJ.
Scene.
DJ.
Hey, girl.
Hello, DJ.
I only have one mic now, and I sold my mic, so we're sharing a mic.
We're sharing a mic, sharing headphones, so he's gone. I'm here. Hello, everybody.
Hey, DJ. How are you doing?
I'm having climate shock. I've spent the last five days in Phoenix. And
oh, wow. Yeah. I bet you are.
Yeah, it's snowing here right now.
Oh, is it really? Yeah, I saw that on the weather. Here, it's pretty warm still. So.
Oh, no. They're predicting 12 to 18 inches out of the storm.
Lucky.
For us. Yeah. Such a relief. But hey, it waited until after I landed. I'm happy.
Yeah.
So what happened to your refrigerator?
Old age.
Oh. Boy, that makes me feel uncomfortable, but go ahead.
Hey, Randy, I'm right there with you, so what, you know. But, and besides, I just got back from dealing with my father's extreme health problems with aging, and so I feel like 14 comparatively, so... But no, we got the the fridge with the house, so I have no idea how old it is, and it is just that I'm tired. I'm gonna stop now. So it keeps things cool.
The freezer,
just to-
yeah. You know, we put the butter in the freezer, and it stays soft. It doesn't melt.
Yeah.
Probably not the good that it's snowing outside.
Yeah, you could just stick it outside.
I've done that. We had the great snowpocalypse of a couple of years ago and had no power for like 36 hours. And so I put all of our food in tubs and buried it in the backyard.
I don't know about any of that, any of those things. I have no idea. I've probably seen snow once.
Oh, I love snow.
I do too. That's why I'm jealous that you guys are getting so much, because I expected when I moved to Colorado to have much more snow than what we get here in Colorado Springs. And I'm a little disappointed in the amount, and I want a refund.
Well, how long have you been there? Were you there
since November?
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Winter was kind of wimpy.
Yeah. Go to Denver.
Well, Denver and Colorado Springs get about get similar amounts. Really, kind of depending on how far south you are.
It's almost one metroplex now, isn't it?
No. I mean, there's definitely still area that you drive through on I-25 that's country. Like, I mean, there's quite. But I mean, it's spreading. Like, you've got Castle Rock and towns like that in between that are kind of like all sort of connecting in a way. So,
you know, I've always wondered about Castle Rock. Is that a Stephen King?
No, there's actually a Castle Rock.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Because his famous fictitious city is always Castle Rock.
Yeah,
so,
Castle Rock, yeah. And whenever he does something, it's usually, or like does something on, like for movies or TV, it's a...
Castle Rock Entertainment.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah. But, oh, well.
The Fiends are raising money for that fridge, right?
Yes. The fridge drive.
Yeah, and I think the Fiends. We have fridge magnets, right? That's one thing that could go with the funding.
I mean, I know I have Fiend magnets on my fridge.
I don't have any.
There's one that says worms. There's one that says worms. So probably with every donation above $100, you get a fridge magnet.
Yeah, I like the one that says, ask me about my worms. I like that one. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's like written in Dr. Seuss kind of font. I think that's why I like it.
I know. I should have been wearing Fiend pins while I was traveling, and I didn't think about it. I was so focused on family issues. And, but as I was coming home today, I saw the gal who was flying to Nepal with the Bipcotting JFK and wherever, and I thought, doing that kind of stuff. Darn it, would have made it fun.
Yeah, well, and to do things like that, because I've often thought about opting out of the whole X-ray scan thingy, but you have to really leave yourself a lot of time to catch your flight in order to do that. Yeah. And I'm way too lazy to get up that early or be ready that soon before a flight. So,
I hear you. Well, it sounds like we're going to be back after this trip to the market.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateurs, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolfe. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
Steve Miller Miller, Steve Miller Squared, as we call him. Steve Miller 2. Hang on a sec. What's up, DJ? Yeah. I'm on radio right now. Hang on a sec. Okay, can someone take this? I need to go talk to somebody.
Okay, so we were talking about Steve Miller Square, but not sure what we were going to say.
Well, that he's not here, at least. Yeah.
But he was supposed to be here tonight.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to him around in Philly. He lives in Philly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe he got stabbed or something. Let's hope he wasn't.
Yeah, that would be, yeah.
That would be horrible. Yes. I'm sorry. I make those kind of jokes living in Mexico City, so... Yeah, they sound really normal to me.
Right, right. Living at the corner of Trash View and Vista.
Yeah.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
What's going on? We had an emergency.
No.
It's fixed.
We're wondering what happened to Steve Miller.
Yeah, we were just making fun of him not being here. Since.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Well, here's my theory.
A message. You
know? There's this new drug going through Philly called... it's Kensington Grind is the nickname for the drug. And when the kids are taking it, they call it Bufferin. They're heavily like, man, I'm Bufferin. I can't talk right now. And I think that might happen to him. And it's the Kensington Grind, but the nickname for the drug is Kenny G. So I think Steve is out of his mind on Kenny G. Because he actually, like, he was scheduled tonight, but he sent me one of these, I can't make it, so here's my... file thing, and it's a really funny thing, except it doesn't talk about this being our 5-year show. It talks about this being episode 900, which was two nights ago. So I think Steve is buffering hard on Kenny G, Kensington Grind, which so I'm gonna play this for you and then go deal with something in the other room. All right,
Michael, how is your colon? Now that's some radio I can tune into. I know your show's not like those others before. Who talk non-aggression, send them running out the door. Michael, your lungs don't function. You're oxygen deprived. Yet somehow you're still kicking. Show 900, you're still alive. Show 900, you're still alive. Show 900, you're still alive.
Oh my God.
Happy 900th show. Worms.
Yeah.
Worms.
Oh,
yeah.
He's my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know. What song is that? Is that Alive?
8675309.
And that's an old song.
It's 8675309 is what it is.
What is that? 8675309.
Yep.
What's that background? Is someone like listening to another show? What are you guys doing? I hear talking. What is it? Am I all alone here? Are there people here?
I am here.
We are here, but we're not listening to any
shows. We were not talking, though.
Mm-hmm. Is Diana there?
Listening to
I'm here, but I didn't hear any buddy talking.
Diana stepped away, left her mic up.
No, I'm here.
Checking her messages. That's what I think I'm hearing.
No,
maybe
you can't
not
hear
going
me
on the radio. But I hear what sounds like someone checking their messages. This is a teaching hospital.
Randy, can you hear me?
We point out our problems.
I can hear you.
I can hear
I'm
you.
Not. I'm not checking my messages.
I don't think Michael can hear me is what I'm saying. Yeah.
That sometimes happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is, as Michael was saying, a teaching
My grind is off, man.
Hospice.
Somebody came into this room and said something to me and now I can't get it back. I can't get it up. I'm messed up on radio. I can't do it. So you guys talk. I'm going to go. I'll be back. Have a good show.
Okay.
I'll be back.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. So they,
So what did he mean? I don't even know what he meant.
He couldn't hear me. He couldn't hear me at all, but he could hear somebody talking, which I think is me, but he just couldn't hear me. So that was what was going on with that, I think.
Yeah,
but you guys can hear me.
You were checking your messages.
I wasn't. I wasn't doing that, though.
Well, I can hear you fine. I wonder if you're on the feed or if... We're just hearing one side
That's
of the conversation.
Weird.
You have to be there because I hear you and Hugo hears you. He's all the way in Mexico City. He's in the
and
mountains.
I can hear you.
And he can hear you.
Can the board op hear me?
everybody can hear you.
That's the most important thing.
Everyone can hear you.
Yeah. I don't know.
Finally. I've always wanted, I prayed my whole life just to be heard. And I'm finally being heard.
Except by Michael.
Except by Michael.
Your message is out there on the radio and over a bunch of stations.
Yay.
All across America. Yes.
Yay.
Yes, you're... Yeah, but someone said something to Michael and he lost his mojo. So
yeah, okay.
we gotta keep it on.
We got it. We're fiends too. So
Diana, did you mention earlier?
Keep the fiend flag flowing. Yeah, go ahead.
Did you mention earlier the list of libertarians that need to be physically removed from society?
Yeah. So apparently there's a list floating around out there that a friend of ours, I think some of us probably have mutual friends, but just got a message from another fiend saying that I'm being heard. Thanks, appreciate it. a mutual friend of ours got on a list by a guy on Facebook's name's I don't know if I should say his name or not, but he wrote a list.
It's a public pronounced.
Yes. Okay. Right. So his name is on Facebook anyway, is James Egbert. And so he posts a list on Facebook of libertarians that should be physically removed from society. And the illustrious Michael Dean made that list, and he's very, very proud. And as he should be, making a list is always a good thing. That means you're being noticed. But this guy also includes at the top
many,
of the
many
list.
Many celebritarians.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like Jeffrey Tucker, Lauren Rumpler, Larkin Rose. Some of these I'm a little confused about. Like, I guess I don't know who Antonio Bueller is.
I've only heard his name once before and spoken by some really bad celebritarian whose name I will not say.
He shall not be named. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that could be that account could be a sock puppet.
Yeah. Yeah, it could very well be. It's just dumb. I mean, it's just
there's some really good libertarians there, like Daryl W. Perry and
presidential candidate.
Yeah.
Daryl Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also there's Austin Peterson's on there too. As well as Gary Johnson. So,
I can hear a Lou Sander coming into
is Lou on?
It may take him a while to get here, but he's coming up the walk. Yes.
Fiend phone.
Hey Lou.
So right there.
Hey.
Hey Lou.
I just stopped in because I just wanted to wish the Freedom Fiends and Nick Hazelton a happy 5th birthday.
Young Nick, sure.
You guys are so funny. I want to be on a show with you two at some point.
Yeah. Happy 5th birthday from the Bacon Emperor to my family, my friends, my comrades in arms, the Freedom Fiends. A happy 5th birthday to the young punk juvenile delinquent, Nick Hazelton.
Hey, Lou. Lou, while you're here, tell us again what the dates are for the Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest.
That is through the 29th, and the new website for this year is mplfest.com.
mplfest.com. I didn't have that one myself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be there.
It's a new website that was made. It's a new website that's made up just for the fest. Tickets right now, current price is $50 early adult registration. If you order with Bitcoin right now, it's $42.50 per adult.
Hey, hang on a sec. I'm going to drop off because I got nothing to say. Hey, I'm going to drop off and come back at the top of the hour because I got nothing to say right now, and Lou is cutting out. So I'm going to drop off and come back at the top of the hour. All right?
Okay.
Have a good show. Okay. I'll turn up your buff dump on the
Lou. You did cut out. What was that date again?
Okay, it is August 26th through the 20th, and the website is mplfest.com.
There you go. Well, thanks for that.
Okay. Cool.
You know, I was wondering what's going to happen in that festival. I think you guys went in last year, and I've never been there. I went to Porkfest just once, and I'm I'm gonna be there this year. But what's that festival? Tell me more about it.
All right, the Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest, quite simply, is a bunch of liberty-loving, peaceful anarchists getting together and having a nice little camping weekend.
It's so fun.
Sharing meals, sharing
so
conversations.
Fun. Yeah.
Kids running around playing and laughing and having a good time, just enjoying the outdoors, campfires. I just basically it's what LibPair would look like when the government is dead and gone. Yeah. And there's bacon.
And it's all the cool anarchists go to that one.
Will the assault kitchen be in operation?
Yes, it will.
Excellent.
as a matter of fact, Diana, you've been there on the last morning before. On Monday morning, for everybody that's still there, I prepare a breakfast, and I whip up bacon, scrambled eggs, and sausage hash. So it's like corned beef hash or homemade corned beef hash, but with pork sausage instead.
Yeah.
Last year, the pot that I made it was barely big enough to feed everybody, and that was a good sized pot.
It was a big sized pot, yeah.
Yeah. So was it Saturday? I was down at Cabela's in Green Bay, and I picked up a 16-inch, 12-quart cast iron pot. So that should be enough to that should be big enough to cook sausage hash for everybody that's still there.
Yeah.
So I'll have to stay for the last day then.
Hugo, you need to try to come up for that.
Yeah, I should try that. That's what I was wondering, if there was going to be more bacon and less drama than in Porkfest.
Oh yes, most definitely.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's more anarchy, fewer ticks, and no board. What more could you ask for?
Yeah, the weather's beautiful. Well, the countryside is beautiful. The people are beautiful. What more could you ask for?
Yeah, because I don't really like that board and that drama. I don't know. It all has to resolve at some point, but yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to a break.
Right back.
Stepped on your line there, Lou. Sorry.
I stepped on yours, maybe. We'll be back. We'll figure this out.
Get your foot off.
Listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Blame it, Charlie. Blame it, Charlie.
Meow, meow. Meow, meow.
And this is the Freedom Fiends. We're back for the last segment of the first hour.
Right. Of the fifth year.
Of the fifth year. Yep.
Because now we're starting our sixth year.
Yeah.
That's true.
Precisely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are in our sixth year. Yes. This is going to be the last segment I'm on. So I just wanted to say it's really hard to put into words what being on the Fiends has done for me, you know, cause I think Michael wanted us to say a little bit about that. And, it's really changed, I guess, really kind of things that led up to being on the Fiends was sort of the catalyst to kind of change my life in a big way, in terms of how I view the world and stuff. And I'd been a fan of the Fiends for not even really that long. I hadn't been listening to them for very long. And I connected with Michael via email about a subject that he had been talking about on one of the shows I'd heard him and Nima doing. And he invited me, just from our email conversations, to send him a sample of my voice. I'd never been on the radio, done anything like that in my life. I had been an anarchist all of 3 months or something like that. and so I did. And I guess based on that, he invited me to be a substitute host or co-host. If somebody that he had on, you know, couldn't make it. And I pretty much went from being a substitute. My first show was actually with Ben Stone, and a fellow that was on at one point named Mark and Michael. And that was my first one. And I actually did it from a remote location. I did it from a hotel because I was traveling. I went to a Bitcoin thing up in Toronto, Canada, and that's where I was broadcasting from. And I was kind of blown away. I mean, I, you know, had never done anything like that before, but it's really been an honor, you know. Doing the show, not just with Michael, but with all of you guys too, you know, all the, you know, the folks that are on the Fiends. So seriously, I mean, I've made a lot of great friends. I don't know. I mean, it's just, I might start crying because it's been a huge thing in my life, and I wouldn't give it up for anything, I don't think.
Well, we really appreciate the way that you laugh at all of the lame jokes. Which the guys
I'm pretty good at that.
Don't do like they should, you know.
Diana Kyler, the laugh track kitty.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm happy to be someone who kind of finds humor in a lot of things that a lot of people might not find a lot of humor in. But, you know, I think that that's what we do here on The Fiends, is we laugh while Western civilization burns. So, you know, I mean, what else are you going to do?
Gasoline on it.
Yeah. Say what?
We throw gasoline on it.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's like, what else are you going to do? You know, I mean, spread the words of liberty and,
gasoline.
Laugh and gasoline. Yeah.
Gasoline.
Have popcorn, you know, make s'mores even. I don't even like s'mores, but hey, you know, roast weenies. There you go.
That's something else we do at Liberty Fest. S'mores. If you're done with your story, I'd like to tell mine, because I'm going to be bugging out too. I was a listener just like you were, and the Freedom Fiends was my first podcast ever. It was the first podcast I've ever listened to or downloaded or anything like that. So Michael and Nima got my podcast purity, and I really liked it. And I was a very early adopter of the Freedom Fiends. So I reached out to Michael, became friends with him and Nima on Facebook, and we had some little messages back and forth, chit chats. And he's also the reason that I knew about Ben Stone, the Bad Quaker, because he had sent me a podcast saying that Ron Paul will never be elected and explaining why that would be. And at the end of it, I was like, oh man. So I got more than just Fiends out of the whole deal. I got Bad Quaker and Fiends. And well, it eventually became the Freedom Quakers and the Bad Fiends. But anyway, I wound up being a moderator for the Facebook page, and then a blogger on the Fiend blog, and then the Fiend on the Field, because I reported live from Mark Baker's place during the Guns and Hogs of Road to Freedom, and then from the First Liberty Fest. And eventually, Michael sent me a microphone and said, here, do good things with this.
Aww.
And I became one of the rotating co-hosts, rotating on a spit covered in barbecue sauce. And, well, here we are.
Yay! Worms.
Another weird friend.
I love weird people.
On this show, you have to.
With bacon.
With bacon. Yeah, bacon makes everything better.
All right, so I'm out.
Hey, see you guys.
Second hour, and
the Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other chromed robot turd, available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and FreedomFiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the artisanal Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode, and so much more. You know the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world, but when the fiends aren't live, you can use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive, high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free, and of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Tell two friends, review it on Google Play and Amazon, prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio, and get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms.
Worms.
configuring you with the most delicious diet of worms the central scrutinizer will allow. We tip every sacred cow and kill every Buddha on the road to rattle the infantilized masses into existential crisis. And we're back for hour two, and it's Jeremy with me and Hugo from Mexico City. Hi, Jeremy. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Hugo, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and I gotta remind everybody that this show is covered.
Freeze or freedom interruption exigency something system. This is Mr. Michael Dean. I'm back. I had to take a break. It's a long story. It's a long, horrible health related story. And but I'm back. No, I'm back. You know, I didn't mention another health issue I'm having. My ears have been stuffed up for like 3 weeks. Like, you know how when you're on a plane and you have to yawn to make it fix? I've been like that where without being on a plane for like 3 weeks, to where like I can't hear very well and I'm constantly saying, what? But I'm down to 15 milligrams of prednisone from 30. It's taken me 4 months. It's a hell of a drug. It's harder to kick than heroin. I've kicked heroin 22 years ago. Anyway, so I'm back. How you doing there, Murder Panda? Beast Lick? Beastmaster?
I'm all right, Michael. I was planning on stopping by to say hello, but apparently I'm going to hang out for a while. So
cool, man. We need you. So did you guys see that image that's floating around the internet of a goose chasing a dog and like barking at it and biting it?
Jeremy, no.
Did you see that?
Sounds inspiring, though.
Not recently, but I've seen something like it before.
I think it's a murder dog. Murder dog. Yeah, it's a murder dog being terrorized by a goose. Are you Googling for it?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Really? That's funny. It's a GIF. Search goose and dog GIF. That's probably the one to do. So, all right. While you look for that, yeah. I'm going to tell a story. So I told someone a true story today, or two true stories, and they said that that I should tell it on the radio because it's that good. So I don't know. What's up, guys?
Well, are you gonna tell the story?
How I'm confused.
You're waiting for the story.
Yes.
All right, I'll tell the story. I'll tell my story
if you want.
Go ahead, tell your story. I'm trying to get my groove back. I lost.
Okay.
My groove.
Well, I'll let you get your groove back. Well, originally I was trying to stop by just to say hello, even though you know I am the low fiend on the totem pole.
No, you're not.
Well, he's got seniority.
Last fired,
over me.
First fired. No, what?
he's got seniority over me. That's okay. I can deal with that.
I talk to you more than I talk to him because he's too cocky these days.
Well, yeah, but
I don't call him on the phone.
We're also a little closer in age.
He doesn't know what a phone is. He's too young for that.
No, you're closer in age. You're 30 and I'm 52.
I'm 40,
he's
man.
He's 17. Oh, are you?
Okay. I'm almost 40, yeah.
You're sexy.
Yeah, me too. 30. I'm 39, so.
So, yeah. But, No, I mean, I've said it before. I mean, to me, this is a big deal. I mean, I heard Lou and Diana talking about it during the last segment. I mean, just like them, I was a fan before I was asked to come on, and I'd been listening for about a year plus, and always had like I don't know, weird aspirations. I was always like, oh, it'd be so cool to be a part of that, and I never really thought. I always just thought it was just one of those things I kind of thought about and said, oh, that will never happen. And then I got to know Lou, and you know, we had him on our show, and it was when the first time he asked me to come on, I was really actually extremely nervous because I didn't want to. I was like, oh yeah, it's great to talk about, but to actually do it, I know there's fans out there, so I don't want to embarrass myself. I don't want to embarrass anybody else. And then that first show, Lou got droned, and I was left alone for a few minutes.
Really?
Which was the first time I was on the Fiends.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. The first time I came on, it was just me and Lou, and then he got droned during the second segment. And
how do you know that I wasn't like using TeamViewer to go into the GCN Fiend phone server and like secretly made that happen to throw you in the deep end? How do you know that's not what happened?
Well, I actually assume Lou was doing it to mess with me. For the first two times I was on, I honestly, like, I was so used to listening to you, and I knew that, you know, you had been sick, and you were starting to feel better, and you were coming on, and you were being on more shows, and you were on almost every night again, at least for a little while. And then the first two shows I was on, you didn't come up. No, both shows, because I was on with Lou the first time, and then the second time with Lou and Lisa, and neither time you popped on. I'm like, I don't think Michael likes me. I'm like, this is not going very well. So when you sent me the email on New Year's Eve and asked if I wanted to, you know, be a more regular member of the Fiends, I was actually really taken aback, and it was kind of cool.
Nice.
Yeah, man, I wasn't enough that I did five of the last seven shows. I had to stop by tonight because
wow,
it's really cool to be a part of this, man. I really, I've said it before. I look up to, you know, you as like for all my audio stuff, and You personally been a big influence on me and a lot of the Fiends in general. Just listening to you guys and now getting to be a part of it is more than I can ask for. So, thank you, man.
Nice.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, that's what, like, I feel like the Fiends is a force of good. I feel like we're teaching Liberty people how to do better audio overall. And, like, every one of the Fiends, everyone that's been on it is like, yeah, it makes my life better. And isn't that what it's about? Isn't that what you're supposed to do with life? To make people's lives better?
Seriously. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's how you get more people into whatever you're into. And you know, audio has just looks like it's the kind of things anarchists do. You know, communists have their fanzines and their graffitis. We have a radio, podcasting, audio, nice. all this media. Yeah. Yeah, we don't have any fanzines. That's, you know, hippie pseudo of small magazine stuff.
Well, I used to be in punk, you know, in the punk rock scene. I used to I never did a zine, but I was in zines, and I, you know, helped friends, like, you know, like if I'd give a friend $3 so he could go print some one page zines at the library kind of thing. But actually I did do a zine when I was, okay, I'm gonna admit this. So during the break when DJ was on, actually I was playing my new Chrome Robot Turd and my new earbuds for it that I really like. And I was listening to this Dead Kennedy song called DMSO. Do you know what DMSO is, you guys? It's this chemical that's like, it's a byproduct of wood distillation. And it supposedly cures arthritis. Like, it's, you rub it on your skin and it soaks through your skin. And like, you put it on an area with arthritis. And I've actually had a sore knee, and a friend of mine, it's a nurse, Mama Liberty, she's in the Guns and Weed movie, the grandmother that opened Carrie's into the bank.
Yeah,
she's a nurse. And I was at the, like, Free State Wyoming equivalent of Pork Fest, which is smaller and older but still cool. And my knee was hurting, and she, like, pulled a little bottle out of her purse of clear liquid, looked like water, and smelled kind of like sulfur, and rubbed it on my knee, and it immediately felt better. But the interesting thing about DMSO is that you can inject things without a needle. Like, if you mix lemon juice with it and rub it on your skin, on your hand, you'll taste the lemon juice. If you put LSD in it and rub it on your skin, you will trip. And it's actually mentioned in the book, Steal This Book, by Abby Hoffman. He suggests rubbing LSD and DMSO on the door handles of cop cars So kids, don't try this at home.
Don't try this. Yeah.
There's a Dead Kennedy song called DMSO that I was listening to while DJ was on, where he talks about that. Like, he's basically, he doesn't credit it, but it's an Abby Hoffman thing. And, you know, Jello Biafra is saying, yes, you can put it on the door handles of police cars with LSD. So I don't recommend this, but when I was a kid, I used to read Steal This Book, because I stole this book, Abby Hoffman's book, and I photocopied some pages of it and made a zine out of it, basically, like a zine with one source that was all plagiarized, but I didn't take credit for it. I didn't even sign it, but I just, you know, like, was like, oh, I'm going to make an underground newspaper, and the only thing I had for source was this Abby Hoffman book. So, and I left it around my school in seventh grade. Now, do you guys know this book, Steal This Book?
Yeah.
I know it exists. It's written
by an anarcho-communist telling you how to take over America by any means necessary. it's a great book to read for a historical perspective. I hate the violence aspect of it, and I hate the communist aspect of it, but it's a funny book otherwise. And but I got, like, my school figured out, this was seventh grade, so the last zine I made was photocopying Steal This Book and putting it around my school in seventh grade. That's the last zine I did, but yep.
I was thinking you were just giving a bunch of ideas to Ben for, his new book.
Oh, I'm afraid of Ben's new book. I don't want
to. I am a little too.
What? I don't know, though, because Ben's always been such an advocate of nonviolence, but I don't know. I looked at the cover of that. I love Ben. I can't judge the book by its cover. The cover is a scorpion, and it basically says, like, how to monkey wrench the government, which sounds,
well,
at least like it's about property, you know, damage or something. I don't know.
Well, he's the.
I am excited, even though it kind of scares me. Yeah, but I'm really excited.
I mean, I only caught a couple of the excerpts he's put out, but I mean, based on what I know of his ideas about this, it just seems like he's building off his Beyond Civil Disobedience, which was actually had a huge impact on me the first time I listened to that, because it took my understanding of things up a notch.
And, I love I love his series about Beyond Civil Disobedience, and this looks like the field manual for that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I think it seems like he's extrapolating on that, which, I mean, I can understand it would be scary for some people. For me, I'm excited about it, but I'm all about noncompliance, so.
Somebody just posted, someone named Washaska Voltzart, I think. I can't pronounce this. Just posted on Facebook, is this your last show? What's going on? What would give anyone that impression?
Did any of us say goodbye? I thought we were all...
No.
Maybe it's because I left in the middle of a segment and, like, walked away and then came back and was all kerfluffled.
We have to make it really clear that this is a five-year anniversary. That's what we're celebrating. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
Fiend,
I mean, like,
phone. Fiend
what
phone.
Part don't people understand of, I'm having a coughing fit, I mute the mic, I crap my pants, I'm coughing so hard, I have to go clean it up. What part of that can't you people understand? It's not the last show. I just suffer for my art, man. I'm doing this show under unbelievable circumstances when, like, people who are totally physically healthy are like, give me money to make a documentary I'll never make. F those people, man. I'm the real deal. I'm suffering for your art. I'm suffering for liberty. Please donate.
Fiend phone.
Worms.
Fiend phone.
Don't
get Michael a fridge.
Don't put DMSO and LSD on police cars, door handles, and buy me a fridge.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Welcome back to the Freedom Fiends. This is OG Fiend Nima V. We've got Michael.
Speak up, brother. Speak up.
We've got Hugo. I'm speaking loud, man. My baby's gonna wake up. I might be too low.
The board op is not awake and didn't turn music down.
I've got like 10 knobs I can turn up. You want me to turn one of these gain knobs?
No, don't
up?
Turn up. Just the board op doesn't always know that part of his job is to turn down when the host starts talking, I think. But
I see.
You know, we do what we can.
Can you hear me now?
Yo. When I started this show 5 years ago today.
Can you believe that? Cool. Our baby is 5 years old and retarded as ever. No offense.
Has multiple personalities now, like 15
yes.
of them. Yes. This show was just you baby. And me for like 3 years. It was just you and me doing a podcast once a week, then twice a week.
Yeah.
Then we got on LRN and started doing, at 6 months, we started doing streaming
live weekend shows, right?
Yeah, it was actually like eight months because Ian was in jail at 6 months. So
that's
Ian
got out of jail.
Yeah, I sold Mark Edge my RE20 today.
Oh, wow. He bought it?
Lord.
That went quick. Good for Mark.
$350 for an RE20 and a stand. That's like a $600 value, man.
That's a good price. Yeah.
And
it probably has your name on it. So he got a Michael W. Dean autographed RE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which to most people would just, you know, if I tried to sell it on eBay, that would bring less. They'd be like, wait,
it's a defaced microphone.
You know, there's a couple people in the world who'd probably be like, I would love to have a signed Michael Dean microphone, but like most of our fans, they're broke. But Mark Edge is a radio pro, so he has a little bit of money, and he was able to do it and buy it in Bitcoin, which I used to buy a gift certificate for Sears on gift.com, G-Y-F-T.com. Not a paid advertiser, but I'll still pimp them. And it's going to go towards our fridge fund for Sears for buying a new fridge. So send money for a fridge. We need a fridge. Excellent. Our food is spoiling. The ice cubes are cold water. And
did your fridge go out?
I missed that. It's dying. It's dying. Yeah, and the guy who came over to check it out, I tried to hire someone to fix it, and the guy said it'd be cheaper to buy a new one. And then that guy yelled at me in my home because I was having an asthma attack. And he thought I was mad at him because my eyes were bulging out and I was breathing heavy. It made me think about how like cops shoot people having epileptic fits. Not that cops aren't bastards, but you know, like when people don't comply with cops because they're having some like physical health problem.
Yeah, you know, they mistake that for a threat. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, yeah,
not an excuse, but okay, maybe a reason. But
I sort of understand it a little bit.
Yeah, but you see that it's really easy to not shoot people.
even if the fridge guy.
Good point.
No.
The fridge guy felt fear for his life after you were, you know.
But yeah. I didn't shoot him. All I did was went on the show on one of the days we're on in this town and named his company by name and said I would never shop there again.
Yeah, you didn't shoot him. He didn't shoot you, and you both lived to not shoot each other another day.
The libertarian thing. I shunned him and encouraged others to do the same.
The first night I ever spent in my own apartment in Wyoming, my fridge went out. I had just went shopping too. I just, with my measly TV reporter paycheck, went shopping and bought food. And I come in and the fridge was off. But it was winter, so it was like -20 outside. Yeah, I just put the stuff in the trunk of my car. It was fine.
Good. Yeah, you wouldn't want to just put it outside. It would get eaten by your neighbors.
Like coyotes, wolves. Coyotes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Indians. Yeah, my neighbors.
Coyotes and Dances with Lesbians by Nina Vidani. What? I don't know where that came from, man. It's funny though.
You know where that came from. Yeah, you were co-producer on that.
What?
No. Dances that was Guns and Weeds. Sorry. Never mind. Oh yeah.
Steve Miller has a new name for like a movie every week. He's like, you know, Dances with Lesbians, The Road to Coyotes or what, like, but it's funny, you know.
Right.
Miller Squared. Steve Miller.
Yeah. Yep.
His name is really Steve Miller, but he got sick of, you know, your name's Michael Bolton. Are you related to the singer? You know, like
a
hippie singer named, or a singer in the 70s named Steve Miller.
So is it supposed to be that Miller is his middle name, that he changed his middle name to Miller, or is it supposed to be that both his parents' last name were Miller and so they hyphenated?
That's it, because it's hyphenated.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say,
I never thought about it, but yeah.
That's great.
His parents were cousins. You know, my parents were cousins. Do you guys know this?
No. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they were cousins by marriage, by someone else's marriage. But they met at a family reunion. How disturbing is that?
Huh. Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Do you guys see these awesome pictures that Susie Fisher posted with the BIPOC flag in the plane over Dubai on the way to Nepal? She's going to BIPOC Mount Everest. She can't make it to the top of it, but she's going to hold up a BIPOC hand flag with Mount Everest in the background. That's so awesome. That's
awesome. Who owns Mount Everest? I bet it's a government. So if she flags it, then they can't use it.
China, Nepal, and...
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say, you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. Create true free markets by adopting the BIPOC No Government License. The BIFCOT NoGov license allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIFCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Freedom Fiends. Man, wow. Fiends are cool. Yeah.
Great intro. This is the Freedom Fiends. Michael Dean, Jeremy Hamburglar, and Hugo.
Yeah, it's his new name. You know, I sent Jeremy a BIFCOT flag. And it's good news, bad news, because I mailed you a flag free, but I also mailed it to Jeremy Hamburglar. That's the name of it. I hope it gets to you. It's your address.
As long as the address is on it, it'll get here. Yeah. My postman has no idea who I am.
So. But you gave me $50, man. That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah. I got Bitcoin, didn't know who it was from. Thanks very much.
That should be your rap name though, Jeremy. I don't know if you spit hot fire, but that should be your rap name. $50?
Yeah.
No. $50 is a good rap name too, though. Like kind of that much better than 50 Cent. 100 times better than 50 Cent.
Have you guys seen that picture?
Jeremy Hamburglar.
50 Cent CD in the cutout bin that says 50 cents on the price tag, and
that's great.
The meme says like it had to happen eventually.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's been called that since he existed, all the time by lots of people. Yeah. 50 cents.
Yeah. So, thanks, Randy England. Appreciate it. I can't believe how good my fiends are to me. They're nice.
Good little fiends. Yeah.
Well, we can't be have you be without a fridge, Michael. That's just wrong.
I know. Although it's cold enough tonight, I think we're headed to another snowpocalypse.
Really?
I think it's a snow day tomorrow. I need to spend some time with her. She just came back from...
Is it still doing that?
Sick dad. What's that?
Is it still doing that? We kind of skipped winter where I live. I think we had 3 days where it was kind of cold.
We skipped winter. Now we're getting a snowpocalypse.
You guys skipped winter too? Oh, okay.
We pretty much skipped it here in New York.
Oh, well, there you go. So. Excellent. One place you can't skip winter is Mount Everest.
Tell us about Mount Everest. I said that wrong. I said it was in Pakistan. Pakistan's nearby, but it's in China and Tibet, which... China says
is China. China, yeah.
And what's the other country? Nepal.
Nepal.
Where this lady's going with the BIFCOT flag. Mm-hmm. I don't know why she's going. I think she's just like, I'm going to go on vacation by myself to Nepal. How cool is that, man?
That's really cool.
Who does that except really cool people? Yeah.
Really cool
people. Susan Fisher.
Bring BIFCOT flags with them. And she's gonna BIFCOT Mount Everest, right? I mean, that's the mission.
The base.
Or at least that's a side hustle. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about, you asked like during the break, like, do people, you know, I was talking about how there's crime on Mount Everest, which is weird. First of all, there's like 150 dead bodies up there because people who die climbing it, which is like 1 out of 10 people or something, or 1 out of 20 people. I think it's more than that. I think it's 1 out of like 8 people. There's no way to bring the body down. Like, you can't even get a helicopter up there because the air is so thin.
But why would you want to? I mean, you stay up there, stay preserved, and then in 1,000 years, when they're unfreezing all the frozen heads in Arizona, they'll unfreeze you too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Davi and I made a comment on that. We did a show called Take Nothing But Pictures, Leave Nothing But Corpses.
Fiend phone.
I saw that episode title. Yeah.
But Gary Johnson, the perennial libertarian candidate who doesn't believe in the non-aggression principle, has actually climbed Mount Everest. I don't think he did any crimes up there. I think he was protected so he could be a criminal. But
well, there's crime all those up there. Down here.
There's crimes that's up only there down because here. Yeah. Here's why there is, like, people get mugged near the top of Mount Everest. Like, usually they get robbed. Like, you know, someone will steal your oxygen tank and your bacon bits while you're asleep. But sometimes people just bully people to their face and take their stuff up there. Because what are you going to do? Call 911. Cell 411 wouldn't even work up there. Like, I don't think cell phones even work up there.
And so, I mean, you'd have a great escape plan if you were a burglar. Sled. Yeah, well, a sled or a parachute. You just jump. Just jump where you're at.
Roll.
Open your parachute. Yeah, roll. Yeah, down. Just roll. Roll
but, down the hill. I think the reason that there's a lot of crime, not a lot of crime, there is crime up there and bullying, which is weird, is because the people who climb Everest, like, Everest is the tallest mountain in the world, but it's by far not the hardest to climb. And they have actually like made it kind of easy to climb. Like they put up ladders every year. Like literally like the Sherpas go up there and prep it and put like a ladder on this really hard part and put ropes and put, you know, and it's cool, but it's like, it's
got it helps like, the Sherpa economy. Right. I mean, they have a Sherpa based economy. So why not help Sherpa
based economy. But it's gotten to the point where like, and it's expensive to climb it. Like, you know, you have to pay like $50,000 permit to climb it. And then you have to pay the Sherpas and you have to pay for the equipment. But it's like, basically, you know, if you can walk 5 miles and you're rich, you can climb Mount Everest and say you've climbed Mount Everest. Nice. It's not that hard. Like, I couldn't do it, but I can't walk from, you know, the car to Walmart without parking in the disabled space.
So if you can climb to the bottom of Grand Canyon and back up, could you climb Mount Everest?
You, you could climb Mount Everest, Nemo.
I should get a lot of money.
It takes a lot of money. Like, you have to be a politician like Gary Johnson. But so basically, the people that climb Everest are largely CEOs and they're bullies, you know, like it's jocks. It's fit, rich people climb Everest.
Those and politicians
bully you and politicians. So
which are unfit rich
Gary
people.
Johnson's fit. But didn't you say something like Gary Johnson has climbed the tallest mountain in the world, but the non-aggression principle is still out of his reach?
I don't know whose joke that was. That was either Hugo's or yours, or maybe it was
James. Yeah, I said that. He can't figure it out. He can't figure it out. He can climb that mountain, but he can't figure it out. He's talking about, you know, how we shouldn't talk about the NAP anymore. Anarchists or
why?
He would say libertarians, but yeah, like that's not important. Then what are we, conservatives?
Well, nobody who talks about the NAP would support Gary Johnson anyway, so I guess he's not burning any bridges. I mean, we don't want you anyway, Gary.
Well,
so I don't care.
All the supposed top libertarian candidates, they all pretty much rejected it. But then again, the Libertarian Party doesn't.
Is there such a thing as a top libertarian?
Well, you know what I'm saying. Some people are excited. I mean, I don't know. I saw some poll the other day. Everybody's all excited that Gary Johnson supposedly has like 11% of this poll, and it's like, okay, really? So what?
That poll's really easy to stuff, though.
I'm going to lose autism, bigger than anybody's Peter, lost before.
That's what, exactly.
Autism. Here's the thing, though. Autism plagiarism. Austin Peterson is actually above Gary Johnson in a bunch of the polls, and he is not more popular than Gary Johnson. Like, basically, somebody figured out it's really easy to stuff those particular internet polls. I read that somewhere.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense to me. But
well, I mean,
like I said, even
also
even
if you are into the NAP, you probably aren't going to run for office. I mean.
Derek Ron Perry Paul is somehow
was maybe but he's doing it more as
he just wants to be in the debates and add a voice of reason.
He actually
helped make the BIPCOT license, a little known fact.
I didn't know that.
And I think he should BIPCOT his whole candidacy.
Good for Daryl.
Daryl Perry. Yeah,
I might think it's cool when Kokesh gets a shot at if he uses dissolve the federal government in his like campaign, like officially, and he's just constantly saying that.
It'd be funny.
It is ridiculous, but it'd be nice that somebody's saying that might actually get a tiny, tiny, minuscule bit of press that's more than, you know, none at all. That might be nice.
Yeah. Is he running for anything now?
No. I think he has to wait till 2020 because he's not going to be old enough until then.
Yeah, he's still
young. How old is do you have to be to be able to run for president?
35. We have to have 35 years of age.
Do you have to be married though?
No.
Oh, okay, because that was the case. That's the case in some countries. You have to be married.
Is that the case in Mexico?
It was in Venezuela, so that's why I remember it. Yeah, you have to be married.
That's an interesting
weird,
requirement.
Right?
Yeah, that's really weird.
In Mexico.
Venezuela. It used to be
in
that
Venezuela.
Way.
Yeah.
You have to be like a gay transsexual.
Yeah.
They're communists.
Yeah.
And they're
communists. So you have to. Yeah. You have. You can't.
And communists hate the family, don't they? Is that true?
I think you can.
Some do.
Change your sex in the middle of the campaign, and it's gonna be okay.
Do communists really hate the nuclear family, male, female, and children kind of thing?
The more extreme ones do.
They do.
They're all against hierarchy.
The platform. Yeah.
They can't.
Yeah,
they always hierarchy except for the state. Yeah. Those have no hierarchy except for totalitarian state.
You don't understand, though, Nima. That's just to get rid of it.
Use the state to get
rid of the state, and then there's no more states.
Yeah,
that's where they lost me. But yeah, the more extreme ones definitely because they can't reconcile it any other way. They can't scream about hierarchy and then go, well, the family. What about the family? Well, that's a hierarchy. Yeah. Oh, we got to be against that too. So.
That's where they lost me. That's where they lost you. That's where they lost toilet paper. That's where they lost everything. Electricity.
I'm half crying because that's really the case in Venezuela. So I'm gonna just send a bunch of toilet paper to Venezuela.
You got it.
And that is a real fact. I'm actually doing that.
See,
oh, you are.
I already got family there. So
put a pat on the back for that. Yeah, you do not want your family to go without toilet paper. I don't know.
Do you know what they use for toilet paper in Cuba and Venezuela when they don't have any?
Americans.
Well, three seashells, is it?
That is one of the funniest jokes ever. Because it's never explained. Jeremy, you know I'm in that movie, right?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in a poster, right? Evolution Man.
I did not know.
There's
that.
A poster of my band Bomb that clearly shows my melting face. Really? On Sandra Bullock's character's wall, and they show it in three scenes in the movie, like really.
Well, and it's in the scene right before Sandra Bullock and Sylvester Stallone have fake sex, right?
Oh wow,
maybe I know that it's the scene where the guy that was on Law and Order, the squirrely cop, what's his name? It's
kind of funny. Benjamin Bratt. I think
Bratt. Yeah, where he goes. You're addicted to the 20th century. You're hooked on nostalgia. And he gestures with his hand toward my poster when he says addicted and hooked. And I was like, that's because I was newly sober when that.
Yeah, did you share that in an AEA meeting?
I did. And people thought I was crazy, like I was making it up, like the TV is talking to me, like as if it weren't really my face in the picture, but it is. And the thing is, we basically partially got kicked off of Warner Brothers because we were heroin addicts. And that and the Nazi flag that my drummer wanted to put over the parental advisory sticker. Because that was one of the first records to have the parental advisory sticker. We were really offended by it. We didn't know it turned into the, like, hey, this record's cool, buy it.
You guys were loving Hitler before it was cool.
I hate Hitler. Yeah, we hated Hitler. But Tony thought it was a statement that would be clear to anybody to have, like, the corners of a swastika.
Yes, of course. And
here's what happened.
It is a very clear statement.
Like, one of the, you know, Jewish people who ran Warner Brothers, whose parents died in the Holocaust, saw it and was like, who are Bomb and why are they on our label? That and that we were heroin addicts. I thought that, and that's a Warner Brothers movie, Demolition Man. I thought they're making fun of me for being a junkie.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone proof.
Hey, there's some Squiskar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you're listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
Bipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And Ask Me About My Worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch, and now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Now.
Freaks you out, Mira?
Freaks me out?
Yeah.
Nobody really. I stopped getting freaked out. I'm like, once you have kids, like two little creatures clawing and pooping and throwing up everywhere, Everything else like just kind of gets its volume turned down. It's kind of like Fight Club. Everything else. Donald Trump's going to ruin the world. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me, man. I've got kids. I've seen worse.
I will concur.
Good. Nothing's as brutal as getting old. That's a line from Death Clock when they have their parents come visit them.
Oh, yeah.
That's what one of their moms says. Yep.
That's a true man. Show. What did, okay, I think I remembered it. We used to do something called the Tweakin' Review. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Tweakin' Review. We had a little.
Did we have a jingle for it?
Yeah, DJ and I made one.
Okay. Yeah. You had a jingle for that. You had a jingle for Tyranny Today.
You got Tweakin' Review?
No.
Obama's done to you today, too.
Look what Obama's done to you today.
That's right. Oh, man. Yeah. Nostalgia. We should have some nostalgia, right? This is 5 years of fiends.
5 years. Why don't you talk about our first show and even how this started for the last segment?
Well, our first show wasn't even Guns and Weed Podcast.
I'm not counting that one. The pre-shows, episode zero.
It's like a prequel. It's like a prequel.
Yeah, it was DJ and I had a podcast called not Submission and Coffee. It was the other one. It was Clone the Homeless. No, it was the other one. It was, what was it?
I don't
Radio
remember
Free,
what it was called.
Radio Free Nestlandia.
Radio Free Nestlandia. That's right. Yeah. For your micronation, because you declared your home.
My house.
Micronation. That's right.
And Nestlandia, the nest. So you were on that. And we were like, this is good. We should do a podcast. And we started it and called it the Guns and Weed Podcast for 8 episodes. But I'm counting that as free as because we went retroactively and started counting the Fiends episodes from those first ones because they really were. And I counted the Michael Dean After Dark episodes as Fiends, too, because like I started that because I wanted to do more shows a week than you could because you had kids. And so I started doing it with other people who were filling in for you when you were on paternity leave. And then you immediately said like you were quitting the show, like as soon as I'd started this other show. So I immediately told GCN I wanted to change the night show to Freedom Fiends and I made all the liners for it and stuff. And like, they took like 2 months to get around to that. The liners would say, Michael Dean After Dark. And I'd say, this is the Freedom Fiends when I like follow it immediately with that. So,
yeah, it's good enough, man. I think it counts. It's all the same. It's got the same feel, the same vibe. You know, you should almost count Anarchy Gumbo, but I don't know.
No,
Anarchy Gumbo almost had its own thing.
It almost was the Fiends, though, because a lot, you know, but it was also we didn't have Fiend Phone, though. So it didn't sound like the Fiends, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michael, that's how I got into the Fiends. I listened first to Anarchy Gumbo, which I was already an anarchist. Nice. Yeah, and I looked it up. I looked up anarchy in some podcast directory, and that's how I got into the Fiends. And I really liked it. I really liked Anarchy Gumbo, too.
Which, did you guys know?
I think people can look it up.
Hugo might know, but some of the longtime listeners might know that Michael wasn't originally an anarchist when we started.
I was
an
anarchist.
You were a minarchist, yeah. When I first went over to your house, you fed me bison. Your wife, well, DJ, fed me bison chili. Fox News was on in the background, and the first rule of business.
I mean,
was
I know I said
all of your guns. You showed me 14.
I know I said during the show that I pooped myself coughing, but you're embarrassing me, Nima.
There we go. That's great.
And now the Nima News with Nima News.
And now for your daily dose of nanny statism in our daily segment, Tyranny Today. Tyranny Today.
Yep. What were the other bumpers we had?
Good times. Nima?
What were they? Real quick.
I don't remember.
You mentioned some.
Earlier. Well, there was Tweak and Review, but I don't remember there being a jingle. There might have been a jingle for Tweak and Review. And I don't know if it's spelled
Freedom Fiends.
Oh, yeah.
Tweak and Review.
Okay, I stand corrected.
All right, and that's our show. Thanks, Nima, for 5 years. And I hope we have another 50 years and your kids can take it over someday. And
thank
do it
you,
from
man.
My grave.
It
from
wouldn't grave. Have been 5 years if it weren't for you. It would have. I'm glad you kept it from fading. I mean,
I'm just obsessed. It's OCD that's made it keep going.
Hey,
it's a problem. It's a medical.
Any chance I get to thank mental illness for what we have today?
Nice. Nice.
I'm gonna take it. So,
I think big ups to OCD. Is be in the next DM.
DCM.
DCM.
Is it no? DSM. What is it? DSM. That's it.
DSM. DCM 7 is gonna have fiendism in it.
Fiendism.
Yeah.
What's it gonna entail? What are the symptoms?
Oppositional defiant disorder combined with a sense of humor.
Okay, there you go. Hey, man, that's all it takes.